弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you.
可以听得到啊。
Can you hear me? 谢谢。Can you hear me? Thanks.
感谢主又赐给我们一个主日，让我们在有生命气息的时候，可以一起来赞美神。
We thank God for another Sunday that while we are alive that we can come and worship Him together.
我们愿意把一切的颂赞、荣耀、尊贵、权柄都归给我们在天上的神。
We want to give all praise and honor and power and kingdom to our Lord in heaven.
愿意世上的万邦万国、万族万民都一起来颂赞我们的神。
We pray that all nations and all tribes and all people on earth will give their thanks and praise to our Lord. Thank you.
愿上帝的荣耀照到那个世上所有的阴暗的角落。
We pray that the light of God will shine upon every corner of darkness in this world.
当神的大光照到那个地方的时候，那个人也见到神的大光，也悔改归到上帝的名下。
That wherever His light shines upon, the people there they will repent and they will become new people in His kingdom.
今天是主日，也是我们宣道年会的第二天。
This Sunday is also the second day of our annual mission conference meeting.
我们昨天一起来思想圣经里边的一个人物约瑟。
In the message I gave last night, we meditated upon one person in the Bible who is Joseph.
透过约瑟这样一个人物，我们看到神如何的使用他。
And through Joseph, we really see how God worked great things through him.
我们知道上帝对约瑟有他的美好的旨意。
We saw that God had a great plan for Joseph.
在末一个时代，透过约瑟来完成上帝的使命。
In that generation, God completed great things through Joseph.
从而让约瑟的人生成为一个美好的人生。
And also thereby that the life of Joseph became a life of fullness.
因为他的生命是融入在上帝的计划里边。
Because his life was such a great part of God's plan.
昨天我们思想神他的计划和个人的生命的关系。
Yesterday we talked about God's plan with individual lives.
今天我们一起来思想上帝他的计划和时代有什么关系。
And today we'll talk about how God's plan is also closely related with generations.
约瑟的故事给我们一个重要的教导。
The story of Joseph gave us one great lesson.
就是刚才我们读过的圣经里边所讲到的。
Which was embodied in the scripture we just read.
圣经里边说，创世纪在45:7说，神差我在你们以先来。
And in the Genesis 45:7, it says, "And God sent me before you."
第45:8也说到，这样看来，差我到这里来的不是你们。
And in verse 8, he continued, "So now it was not you who sent me here."
神是差他去的。
But God.
透过这样一个事实，我们看到神要差他，因为神预先知道要发生的一切。
And we could see that God sent him because God foresaw all things.
所以约瑟的故事给我们一个启发，就是神预知、预先知道后来要发生的事情。
So through this, we learn that God foreknew all things.
表面上看来是他哥哥们的嫉妒，把他卖到那个地方去。
The appearance, it seems that Joseph was sent there because his brother sold him.
但是事实上却是神预先知道后来发生的事情，要把他拆到那个地方去。
However, the reality was that it was God's plan. He foreknew.
我们看到许多的事情在人看来是偶然的。
We know that many things to men they seem to be by chance.
但是在上帝的计划当中却是必然的。
However, they are certainties in God's plan.
因为上帝是人类历史的主。
Because God is sovereign over the history of man.
我们看到人类的历史变幻莫测，让人难以琢磨。
To us, the history of man seems so unpredictable.
无论是中国，无论是国外，古今中外都是如此。
Whichever countries and whichever tribe has all been the same.
好像各个时代各有不同，但是实际上却是并无新事。
It seems that we see so many differences from age to age, and however, there is nothing new.
正如圣经里边传道书所说的，他说日光之下并无新事。
Just like in the book of Ecclesiastes, that there is nothing new under the sun.
已有的事后必再有。
The things that happened before will happen again.
已行的事后必再行。
What had been done will be done again.
人类的历史确实有它的规律，但是人只能顺应这个规律，没有办法来改变这样的规律。
To man, there seems to be a pattern in the history of man, and then we seem to be helpless in and not be able to change the pattern.
从属灵的观点来看，人类的历史就是上帝的救赎的历史。
However, through a spiritual perspective, the history of man is a story of God's salvation and redemption.
要彰显他的荣耀，建立他的国度。
And it is to exemplify God's glory, glory, and also to establish His kingdom.
以赛亚书当中说到，他说你们要追念上古的事。以赛亚书第46章第9节说，你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。
In the book of Isaiah, it says, "You should remember the things of the past, because I am God, and there is none other."
接下来第十节，他说：“我从起初言明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事。”
And also in Isaiah 46:10.
四十六节第十节，他说，第四十六章第十节，他说，我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事。继续说，我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
Isaiah 46:9-10. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me.Declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
第十一节接下来神又说到，他说，我已说出也必成就，我已谋定也必做成。
And in verse 11, Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it.
通过约瑟这个人物在那个时候所成就的事情，我们看到神确实在那一个时代完成他的计划。
And through Joseph, we saw how God accomplished His great will through Joseph.
上帝的计划就是救赎，是创造，是救赎。
And we know God's plan is a plan of salvation, of creation, and salvation and redemption.
约瑟的人生，约瑟的这个工作与那个时代是分不开的。
And the work that he accomplished through Joseph is inseparable from that age, that generation.
圣经里边给我们介绍很多很多的时代，一代接着一代，但是每一代的历史都是上帝的他的救赎的历史。
And we see in the book of the books in the Bible that God told us many generations, but each generation, the story of each generation, the story of His salvation.
如果我们去读圣经的话，创世一六章介绍挪亚的时代。
If we go through the Bible, in Genesis chapter 6, it was the time of the generation of Noah.
挪亚的时代是一个败坏的时代。
And that generation is a wicked generation.
创世纪第六章介绍挪亚的时代，第六章第五节他说，耶和华见人的在地上的罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And in Genesis 6, verse 5, Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
第八节接下来又说，为挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
And continues on in verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
圣经里面讲到那个世代那个败坏的情况，第十一节他说，世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
Verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
第十二节，神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。
12. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
在这样一个世代下， 神要成就他的计划。
And it is in this wicked generation that God would accomplish his will.
你们知道上帝的计划是什么吗？
Do you know what is his plan?
我们读圣经一定知道上帝的计划，但是我要告诉大家，在这个地方上帝的计划，我们一定想到是用洪水来淹灭当时的世界，但是我告诉大家，上帝的计划不是淹灭，不是毁灭，上帝的计划是要救赎。
And we know through the Bible as we all read it that it seems that God's plan was to use a flood to cover the face of the earthHowever, I'll tell you, God's plan was not just to erase mankind from the face of earth, but his plan is to save.
在那样一个败坏的时代，神从来没有忘记要救赎那些有信心的人。
Even in such a wicked generation, God never forgot those who were faithful to him.
那些败坏的人，他们死在罪中，但是有信心的人终究会蒙神的拯救。
The wicked die in the flood, however the faithful ones will stand in God's salvation.
于是神就告诉挪亚，这个有信心的人让他造一只方舟，最后这挪亚一家八口因着他的信心，就在洪水那蔓延的时候蒙恩得救。
So God told the faithful Noah to build an ark, and so it is so that the household of eight were saved from the flood.
在那一个败坏的时代，挪亚一家蒙恩得救。约瑟那样一个时代，因着在大饥荒当中，因着约瑟他被神差遣，也使以色列全家蒙恩得救。
In the wicked generation of Noah, God used Noah to as his plan of salvation. And similarly, during the generation of Joseph, by sending Joseph to Egypt, God saved the house of Israel.
正像约瑟所说的，神差我在你面前来，为要存留余种。
Just as Joseph said that God sent me before you to preserve a prosperity for you.
我们看到约瑟他的工作和那个世代的关系。
And we see how the close relationship between the work of Joseph and that and his generation.
神在那一个世代拣选了约瑟来完成他的救赎计划。
And it is in that generation God chose Joseph to accomplish his work of salvation.
正像在挪亚的世代拣选挪亚完成他的计划一样。
Just as God chose Noah in his generation for his plan of salvation.
实际上在圣经里边记述的每一个时代都是如此。
And if we look closely to the Bible, that this is what God does for during in each generation of man.
我们看到在亚伯拉罕的时代，因为亚伯拉罕所处的地方乌尔那个地方也像挪亚时代一样败坏了。
And we see that during the time of Abraham, where Abraham was living Ur, it was also wicked.
神就拣选了挪亚，让他走出乌尔，然后走出哈兰，然后到神要他去的地方。
And God chose Abraham so and called him out of Ur and out of Haran.
亚伯拉罕因着他的信心就蒙恩得救。
And by faith, Abraham was saved.
在圣经里面我们看到很多很多的地方都记述相同的事情。
And similar records similar stories are recorded throughout the Bible.
摩西的时代也是如此。
It's same as during the generation of Moses.
保罗所处的时代也是如此。
and the generation of Paul.
实际上，我们今天的世代也是如此。
And so it is with our generation.
今天我们处在一个什么样的世代下？
And what kind of generation do we live now?
我们想今天的世代，一定会想到当今这个环境，当今的环境的污染。
And perhaps we'll think about the environmental pollution.
可能我们中间有的人想，哎，我生活的环境还不错啊。
And perhaps some of us consider the environment we live in, and we consider it to be okay.
但是我可以和大家分享我自己的看到的情况。
But and I can share with you what I see.
我们中间有一些年龄大概比我还大，有一些大部分的可能比我年轻。
And among you today, maybe some of you are older than I am, but many of you are younger.
因为我今年62岁，也算是年龄比较大的人。
I'm 62 this year, and I'm perhaps.
在我年轻，在我小的时候，我见到的这个大自然的环境和现在完全是不一样的。
But I can tell you, when I was younger, the environment I lived in, the nature, the environment is entirely completely different from what we have today.
我的家乡的周围原来有两条河流，可是现在一条都没有了。
I remember where I grew up. There used to be two rivers, but now they disappeared.
就算是我到巴黎以后这二十几年，我也看到巴黎的变化。
Even during my 20 years in Paris, I could see the difference.
噪音比过去我刚去的时候要增加，空气比过去要污染的多。
Increased noise and more polluted air.
就在我来美国的之前，我在法国听到这个加州的大火。烧死了几个人，有100万人这个要搬家，因为大火的原因。
And before I came to US, I read in the news about the fire in California and how millions of people were displaced.
烧毁了1500间房子。
And thousands of houses were destroyed.
我在想，一场战争的结果怎么样呢？一场战争也不过是几百万人受的影响，烧毁几千间房子。
And that made me think about the consequence of wars. And similarly, you know, millions of people were displaced and hundreds and thousands of houses were destroyed.
我在想我们当前这个世代为什么会变成这样，这个环境为什么会成为这个样子。
And it really made me ponder about what's happening to our generation and why things are happening the way they do.
今年早一些时候，大概五月份左右，我去洛杉矶，他们就告诉我，他说中国大陆的那个灰尘呢，可以飘到洛杉矶附近来。
And early in May when I visited LA, and I heard that I was told that the dust clouds from China they were being swept away all the way across the Pacific and coming to LA.
现在的环境和过去是完全不一样，我们失去了过去那种这个宁静这个。干净的那种环境，我们的水、空气都受到污染。
The clean air and water that we used to have are all polluted today.
外面的污染是我们看得见的，我想最重要的污染还是我们心里边的污染。
However, these external corruptions, pollutions are visible, but I think the greatest pollution is really internal.
道德的败坏。道德的这个沦丧，心里边的污染是我们看不见的。
The moral corruption and the corruption of the heart are invisible to our eyes.
我也是我在来之前不太久，大概你们也看也听到这个法国的总统萨尔科齐的离婚案。
And probably before I came, and you probably also are aware of it too, the French President Sarkozy.
但是我在想，就是很多这个政界的人说这是他的私人的事情，当然我也不去便于多说什么事情。但是透过总统的离婚案，我们会看到，在当前这个社会上，离婚、同性恋等等一些败坏的事情，我们却是司空见惯。
And perhaps this is personal affair. However, through this, we can also see that today, homosexuality and divorce, these are very common things.
我们大家大部分大概是从中国来的。 我们对中国的情况是很了解的。
And many of you are from China, and you're probably very aware of what's happening in China.
我们确实看到中国的经济在腾飞，在发展，人们的物质方面呢，好像是改善了很多。
And we could see the expansion of China economy, and we could also see that the material life has really improved.
但是人心里的情况怎么样呢？
But how is the condition of their hearts?
我们想来自中国的人都知道中国的情况。
And I think you probably all know, as you are all from China.
我不想去多多的评论，但是我谈我自己经历的一件事情。
And I'll tell you something that was my personal encounter.
去年我去到中国。
Last year I visited China.
去到一个地方去呢，当地的人呢就告诉我，他说这个地方啊。他说最有名的是出这个皮衣。
And the place I went to, the locals told me that, okay, well, the place is really well known for the leather coats they produce.
他们就带我去，我说你既然来到这个地方，要买一件皮衣，而且这个地方皮子特别好。
So they told me that since you are here, you have to buy a leather coat because the quality is really superb.
结果就开车带我们到了一个这个卖比较好的皮衣的专卖店。
So they took us to a leather coat outlet.
他说这个皮呢叫高山皮，哇，我都没听说过高山皮，在高山上长出来这个皮一定好。
And he said this kind of leather are from the high mountains.
价格呢也很合理，在法国根本在法国连一件一般的外衣都买不到，可是在那可以买一件皮衣，而且是高山皮。
And so the price is really great. I mean, for the money that you can only buy a regular jacket in Paris, here we can buy a leather coat from the high mountains.
于是呢，我和我的太太就每人买了一件。
So my wife and I, we each purchased one.
回到巴黎之后呢，我还舍不得穿，因为一路上特别的小心，给我一个很高级的袋子装起来，带到巴黎，在巴黎呢很少穿出来。
And they even provided a very nice coat cover. So I took it all the way back to Paris, and it was such a great thing that I wouldn't even want to wear it in Paris.
一天呢，我就天气比较冷，我就把它穿在身上。可是不巧呢，外边这个下了几滴雨，就淋在我的高山皮的皮衣上。
So on a wintry morning, I decided to wear my leather jacket. And however, it was also sort of drizzling a little bit outside.
我回到家赶紧就拿那个纸软纸把它又怕把皮子擦坏了，赶紧要擦一下，结果一擦不小心把这个黑颜色擦下来了。
So I was really concerned. I was like, oh, this is my great leather from the high mountains. So I went home, I took some tissue paper, I started wiping off the raindrops, and somehow some black color also came off.
我在想，我说中国人做东西真不讲究啊，这么高级的皮子，你上色应该上得好一点，怎么把这个黑颜色一擦就擦下来了呢？
So I was really puzzled. I said, well, you know, this is such a great leather. They should be really more careful with how they inked it.
我想那不管怎么说吧，反正我的皮子还是好的，颜色上的不好，所以呢还是很爱惜它。
So I was like, okay, well, despite the ink was kind of, you know, well, whatever, but at least the leather quality of the leather should be really good. So I was like, okay, that's fine.
可是过了穿了大概一两个月的时候呢，里边这个里子给破了，它到处出洞了。
And however, after wearing it for a month, the lining of the coat started having problems.
这个口袋里面一装一支钢笔呢，就装得下不来，就漏得下不来了。
If I put an ink pen in my pocket, the ink pen disappears and sort of slips into the bottom to the bottom of my lining.
我说我们国货真是不太讲究，这么好的皮子，那里子也好一点，就是可惜了这个皮子是吧
？So I said, oh wow, you know, it's made in China. You know, they should really be a little bit more careful with such great quality leather. They should be a little bit more careful with the workmanship of the lining.
后来我正好有个朋友呢，他说他专门是做这个衣服，他可以帮我把这个衣服补一下，把里边的里子给换一个。我说你最好换一个，因为配好这个皮子是吧？换一个好里子啊。
So I said, so I happen to have a friend who's a tailor, so he offered to sew up the lining and perhaps even replace it with a new one.
那过了几天呢，他就打电话给我，他说你这个皮衣是在哪买的？我说是在中国买的。他说你这个皮子不是真的。是假的。
So, however, several days later, my friend called me, and he's like, oh, where did you get the leather jacket? He said, oh, in China. He said, oh, do you know the leather is fake?
当我听到这个以后呢，我的心彻底就凉了。我想这个颜色上的不好没有关系，里子也可以再换，但是皮子也是假的，而且是高山皮。
So upon hearing the news, my heart sank. Okay, I was like, okay, well, you know, the ink may be bad, maybe the lining is poorly made. However, you know, this is leather. The leather is supposed to be quality leather from the high mountains. How could that be fake?
我自己亲身经历的事情呢，让我认识到我们在这个这样一个大家互相的追逐名利，这个心被金钱名利所充满的时候，人所做出来的事情。
And this is when I realized that in a materialistic world where only money and fame is worshipped, this is the behavior of man.
原来我听到我们的中国出的东西，前一段时候小孩的玩具啊，还有其他东西，都受到非议的时候呢，我说呢，我是一个很爱国的人，我觉得不应该这样吧？怎么能够说是一来这个东西就说不好呢？我心里还有点不平。但是当我自己一下子收到买到这样一个高山皮货的时候呢，我就说完全可能，完全有这种可能，嗯。
I love my country. When earlier there were news about the toy and how they were painted, there is lead in the paint, and I was like, oh no, how could that be? The quality from China should be good. However, when I personally experienced such a thing, now I realize how possible it is.
我们看到现在这样一个社会，人心所受到的污染，社会上存在的问题。
And here we really see how corrupt the society has become, and we see how many problems there is with the hearts of men.
无论是在中国这种贫富不均、贪污腐败，还是在国际之间的这种战争敌对状态。
And we see it whether it is in a society, a country, a nation like China, where there is the polarity between poor and rich, and there is also great corruption, or we see it from the international community, where we see there are wars and there are disputes.
好像我们现在是很丰富的，但是实际上是很贫穷的。
We seem to be rich, but we are poor.
好像现在我们是很先进。但是很多时候却是作茧自缚。
We seem to be very advanced, but we have.
我们现在好像是很安全，好像处在一个很安全的状态，但是实际上是危机四伏的。
We seem to be safe, but there is danger all around us.
好像我们处在一个和平的时候，但是由于恐怖各种东西呢，让我们却是感到很不安的。
We seem to be living in at peace. However, there is terrorism surrounding us.
我自己在思想，我觉得两千多年以来，自从耶稣来到这个世界上来成为我们的拯救，这两千多年以来，人类没有靠着自己的自身的进化、自己的改革、科学的进步，使自己的文明发展得更好。
And I look since the first coming of Jesus, it has been 2,000 years. However, during the 2,000 years, men did not seem to improve much, whether it is through technological advancement or enlightenment of men.
恰恰相反，人类所面临的难题越来越多，越来越不能靠自己来解决。
On the contrary, the difficult problems we face today has greatly increased, and none of them that we can solve.
我们人呢、啊，我们这种自以为聪明的人，当离开上帝的时候呢，我们常常玩火自焚，然后呢，被自己所犯的罪所灭。
And the self-sufficient and self-righteous men, when they walk away from God, they're destroyed in their own sins.
正如我们常常所说的，人类的历史的车轮滚滚地向前发展，不可逆转。确实，今天我们整个的人类在向前发展，不可逆转地走向灭亡。
And just like sometimes described that the wheel of time carries the history of men going forward, and there is no point of return. So it is that we are on a path of no return.
走上这个世界的终了，唯一等待我们的就是世界的末日。
And what's waiting for us is the end of the age.
谁能解决这些问题？谁是我们这些问题的答案？
Who can solve these problems and who has the answers?
大概我们中间很多的科学家，我们都是做科学研究。很多人大概想，是不是我们做科学，我依靠我们的科学可以解决人的问题的？
We have many scientists here. So do you think science could be the solution to our problems?
我也给大家讲了一个，我刚刚从来美国之前，我听到在法国的媒体所报道的一件事情。
I can share with you something I heard in the French media before I came.
很多人大概知道在巴黎的巴黎中间有一个大学，很有名的大学叫巴黎第六大学。
So many of you may be aware that there is a very famous university in Paris, the sixth university.
But yeah.
Okay, the sixth university of Paris.
Yeah. 巴黎第六大学可能说，哎，不有我没听说过，大概。不一定那么有名，但是我告诉他一个名字，大概你一个就知道。巴黎第六大学也叫皮埃尔居里大学 ，Pierre Griffy 啊。
Okay, that's another name. So now you know the university.
那一提到皮埃尔居里的话呢，你们就知道这个大学所发过去发生的事情。皮埃尔居里呢，在这个地方，在这个实验大学实验室里边，在当年发现了这个放射性，而且因着放射性呢，他得了诺贝尔奖金。同时，他的太太，这个玛丽呢，后来又第二次得到诺贝尔奖金。
And Pierre was nominated to be the Nobel winner for his discovery of radiation, and also later on, a few years later, his wife Mary also won the Nobel Prize.
我和大家讲这个大学呢，是为了讲这个大学发生的一件事情，就是在这个大学的建筑里边呢，有很多的一种建筑材料叫石棉。
The reason I want to talk to you about the university is that in the architecture of the university, there is a material.
失眠。我想，失眠，我想很多人都知道，它是一种矿物，但是它具有这个纤维的性质，是一种矿物。
It's a mineral.
它是一种像棉花一样，像这个有纤维。Yeah.
Oh, it's fibrous. It's a little bit like cotton fibers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 所以呢，这种材料呢，在几十年以前就被广泛的用作建筑上的绝热材料。
Many years ago, it was widely used as insulation material.
因为它比较便宜，而且它不会燃烧。它有很多的优点，在绝热的时候。
Because it is it's cheap and it's also non-inflammatory.
可是最近几年来，人们却发现石棉是一个很危险的物质，因为它是一种致癌的物质。
However, recently it has been discovered to be carcinogenic.
很多建筑工人接触石棉的人都因此得了癌症。
And many workers who work with it has been diagnosed with cancer.
以至于法国有一个被失眠损害的这样一个组织，他们要抗议在当年他们工作的情况下，在接触失眠受到的这种毒害。
And they even formed a coalition among the victims of the substance.
你看，巴黎第六大学是一个很科学很先进的地方，曾经发现放射性的地方。却是因为建筑材料在里边，那个这个学校呢就罢课停下来，要求把这个所有的石棉材料都要拿掉。
And so in the university, I mean the students and faculty, there had been a strike where they protested against the material that is in the building of their classrooms.
我想当这个石棉当用进去的时候，像一个大的建筑，当用进去是很容易的，可是当把它拿出来却是不容易的事情。
And that made me think that it is something that is very easy to install upon the building, upon when you're building the university. However, when you want to take it out, it is extremely difficult.
我看到电视上报道的那个巴黎第六大学那个现场的情况，那个建筑被拆的这个真是不像样子，人们要往里把这石棉拿出来，可是工作很艰难，不是一下子可以拿出来，到现在还没有完全拿出来。
So I still remember the media on TV where they had an image of how the buildings were torn down and in order to take out the insulating material, and it's a very difficult process. Even to today, it's not fully it's not complete.
透过这样一个事情呢，我在想，人自以为聪明，人做了很多事情，一个是不服后果的，也不知道后来要发生什么事情，就像人用石棉做建筑材料一样。
And that really made me think how the many things that men do and how they do it thinking that out of their own wisdom, quote unquote, and not being aware of the consequence.
其实我们现在所受到的这种这个气候的变迁，像温室效应也是这样造成的。
And the same applies to our global warming.
在十八世纪或者十七八世纪那时候工业革命的时候，把大量的煤炭燃烧，大量的煤炭生成二氧化碳。那时候大概人们没有想到有什么温室效应的问题。
And during Industrial Revolution, when men used a large amount of coal, they must never thought that one day there would be such a thing as global warming.
温室效应是那个时候造成的后果，今天的人才经历到的，才发现的事情。
And it was hundreds of years ago, when they burned such vast amount of coal, and it is only now, this generation, we are experiencing the consequence of their action.
我们可能说没有关系啊，我可以发现新的能源，用原子能。
Maybe we can say that's okay. We can find alternative power. Maybe we can use nuclear power.
我个人相信，我们可以用原子能，可以用风能，可以用太阳能。但是在我们用这些能源的时候呢，我们一定有很多的事情我们是想不到的。
And I really think that maybe there are many different alternative fuel sources that we can have, whether it's solar or nuclear. However, we the same thing goes. We do not know what consequence they may have.
原子能的污染，我去年的时候到这个乌克兰，它那个一条河受到原子能的污染。
And I remember last year when I went to Ukraine, and I remember seeing the river and how it was pollute and the nuclear pollution that impacted it.
在苏联。那个核电站爆炸引起那个原子能污染，可以飘到很远很远的地方去。
And I remember in Russia, when they had a nuclear explosion at the nuclear reactor plant, and I remember how far away the pollution can get carried.
有谁会想到今后要发生的事情呢
？Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
今天人们用到的很多的化学的药物、化学的制剂。到底对这个自然会发生什么样的影响，我们是不知道的。
A lot of the chemicals that we use today, we do not know what kind of impact it may have, years down the road.
我在来之前也听到，大概一两个月之前呢，听到一个广播，他那广播讲到什么呢？讲到说，爱因斯坦曾经有一个预言，他说呢，当蜜蜂消失的时候，也就是人类末日的时候。
And I remember hearing on the radio a few months ago, and it mentioned one of the prophecies that given by Einstein. And he says, when the bees go extinct, and this is also the time of extinction for man.
我们中间有很多学生物的，因为这个地方靠近生这个一个研究中心。我不知道爱因斯坦讲这话，因为他是个物理学家，他讲这个是因为玩笑呢，还是某种灵感在他心里边他说出来的。
I'm not sure the reason behind his prophecy or his prediction, whether it is really scientific or if it is just a moment of inspiration.
但是很不幸的是，蜜蜂确实正在消失。
But unfortunately, the bees are disappearing.
我们中间肯定有很多专家，你们知道，每天有很多的报道，我很关心这件事情。虽然我不是生物学家，但是我注意它这个蜜蜂大群大群的消失。
And I've been really paying attention to the news that the bees are disappearing in vast amounts.
这些人就说，如果蜜蜂现在它担当着人类现在食物的一大部分的这种授粉的这个媒介作用。
As you can think, at least the bees is how they are pollinating the flowers, so that it's really a critical part of our food chain.
当蜜蜂消失的时候，谁来授粉吗？谁来授粉呢？难道我们人要一个个去授粉
？So when the bees disappear, who's going to pollinate? Are we going to go from flower to flower by ourselves?
蜂蜜我们可以少吃一点，但是授粉却是我们代替不了的。
We don't have to eat honey. However, it's really irreplaceable not being able to pollinate.
今天我们遇到的困难、遇到的问题，以及未来要遇到的问题，我们真的是没有办法想象。
And we really, it's beyond our comprehension and even imagination, the problems we may have to encounter in the future and even today.
我们现在常常谈到生态平衡，好像大自然当中各种生物呢，它有一个制约的关系，要平衡。
And today we very often talk about the ecological balance.
但是我常常在想，我们大自然当中是不是还有其他的平衡？因为在科学上有很多的平衡，很多的守恒定律，但是不是还有其他的各种元素间的平衡呢？比如说我在想到的这个碳元素和氧，是不是也有一个平衡？
So but I wonder how many different balances we must have in in the nature that in which we the nature that we live.
最近一两百年以来，人们把大量的地下的碳、石油、碳水化合物弄出来，燃烧抛到大气当中。那个对大气，好像今年抛一点，明年抛一点，好像不多啊。但是长年累月几百年下来，和现在大气的构成和过去是不是这个平衡被破坏掉呢？
And when I think of the great amount of petroleum that we extract from the earth, and how much of the byproduct we're throwing into the air, maybe when you think from year to year annually, it's not a large number. However, additively, what kind of impact it may have on the environment?
我们要去用太阳能发电，用风力发电，用潮汐发电。但是潮汐发电、风力发电，是不是也改变地球的动力状态呢？我们经常去发射太空装置，是不是也会改变我们的运行的速度呢？如果可能说，哎，这个太小了，我发射一个火箭怎么能改变呢？但是你不要忘记啊，每一个国家都有雄心勃勃的太空旅游计划呀。到那个时候，太空人一个你一个我一个，我发起来的话，这个地球好像是个，它能承受得了吗？
And I also wonder what kind of other balance we're disrupting. For example, when we putting up satellites around in the orbit, is that really going to change how the Earth orbits? Maybe one or two is not going to have really too much impact. But however, when every nation has their ambition to bring their own spaceship or a space station or a satellite into the orbit, what kind of consequence it might have?
我和大家谈到这一切，并不是说我们的科学不要往前发展，我们还是要往前探索去研究。
I'm not saying these things to advocate a stop to our scientific advances.
问题不在于我们掌握了多少大自然的规律，而是在于我们这个有罪的人，当我们知道了这些东西的时候呢，我们就开始造巴别塔。
Okay. And I'm not. There is no evil in discovering the laws of nature. However, it is the question comes down to when as sinful men, when we discover these laws, how are we using them to build our own tower of Babel?
所以现在的问题不是说让我们停止我们的发展，而是说把我们的心要转回来，转向神。
So now the question is not that we should stop the technological advance that we're making, but rather it is really how we must turn our hearts toward God.
这些问题的造成是因为我们人有罪。
The root of all these problems is the fact that men are sinners.
我自己在看这个世界的时候呢，我发现有两个事情在这个当今的世界上特别明显。
And when I when I really ponder upon these things, I really see two things that are very obvious.
第一件事情就是从人类可以说从近几百年以来，人类这个文艺复兴、这个启蒙运动等等以来呢，人一个很显著的特点就是越来越背离神。
And first is that I can see since the coming of Renaissance and followed by Enlightenment, that men are further and further away from God.
在背离神的同时，第二个特点就是人越来越迷失方向。
And the second thing I observe is that as they are they are further away from God, they are also more and more lost.
很多事情不知道我想向哪个方向发展，不知道我要怎么解决我所面临的问题。
And very often we don't have a direction in our life, and very often we don't have a solution to our problems.
实际上我在想，这两个问题其实都有关联，一个是背离神。本来神是告诉我们发展的方向的，但是我背离神呢，我就迷失，不知道我往哪里走。
And I think these two things are really closely related, straying away from God and being lost.
这就是当前我们这个世代，这个世代的特点。
So I think this is the characteristic of our generation.
就像亚伯拉罕，就像这个挪亚那个世代一样，地上满了强暴，地上败坏了，整个大地上就败坏了。
Just as the generation of Noah, there is great wickedness and violence.
我们不要看表面上我们的繁荣，表面上我们的进步，但实际上我们这个进步好像建筑在一个很不稳固的基础上。
And perhaps there is much from the outlook. I mean, there from the outside there is much prosperity and the material abundance. However, internally there is much corruption.
我是做电脑的，我想中间可能很多同行也会做这个。就电脑这个行业来说，好像是越来越进步，我们的电脑的速度越来越快，我们的存储容量越来越大。我们的功能越来越强，但是实际上呢，当你看的时候呢，发现其中有很多很多的问题在里面。
I am a computer scientist, and you can see from even from computer alone, there seems it's running faster, and there is more memory, and there is more capacity, and more function. And however, I know also there are many problems that come with it.
我听说美国现在正在启动第二次的这个月球的探索计划。
And I heard that America is initiating their second trip to the moon.
我也听说呢，现在的这个探求这个计划的人员呢，在读取过去登月计划的一些资料的时候呢，却读不出来了，因为那个时候的读取装置和现在完全不一样。
I think. I also heard that the group who's planning on landing the moon now, they are not able to extract some of the readings or the data from the previous trip because some of the data acquired in the previous trip with the old equipment is no longer accessible to us because the equipment is old.
过去的时候，哎 ，OK 。过去的时候，我们看我们的人的历史发展，一开始人的一些信息呢，都是刻在石头上，这个时候呢，可以存得很久，以至于今天我们挖掘地的时候呢，可以挖出当时的一些资料来。
And you can see in the archaic time, when people do their recording on a carving onto the stones, these are very, they can be preserved for many ages. And so even today, we're able to extract these information and
后来呢，就把这资料写在蒲草上，写在纸上。这个东西呢，好像比石头又差了一块，挖出来可能已经烂掉一部分了。
And then later on, the methods, the recording was transferred to paper, and so it's a lesser substance than the rock. It's not as far as preservation is concerned.
今天的资料是存在哪里啊？存在硬盘里边，存在一个光碟里边。今后大概几个世纪以后，几千年过去了，我们再也不会发掘出当年的石头来，或者当年的经卷来，当年的书来，而是发掘出一个硬盘来。
And so where do we put our data today? On the CD. So 1,000 years later, people will not be able to find anything about our generation because it's not going to be on the rock or on sheepskin or on paper.
我们现在以后再也和过去的历史呢，就是用硬体来记载的历史呢，已经过去了，而是用硬盘、用电脑信息来记载。
So the age where history is recorded on a hard copy is over, and everything now is on a CD.
好像是很强大，好像是功能很强，可是这个人的连续性在以后在。和以前的信息在接轨的时候呢，却发生很多的问题。
So it seems there's many advantage to a CD. This high capacity is compact. However, it's going to bring a discontinuity in terms of recording of the history of man.
所以我们当今的社会好像是很进步，好像是很强大，却实际上它的根基却是很脆弱的，不堪一击的。
So our society, our generation today, it seems to be very strong, very advanced. However, the foundation of the society is weak.
过去的时候，洪水时代，耶和华坐着为王。今天的时代，也是耶和华坐着为王。
In the age of Noah, God is sovereign, and he sits on his throne. And today also, Jehovah, he is sovereign, and he sits on his throne.
要改变这样一个时代。要把人从这样一个状态下能够拯救出来，唯有耶稣基督。
To change and to save this generation, to deliver them from their current condition, salvation is in Jesus Christ.
我们有没有看到当前这个世代他的对主耶稣的需要？
Do we see the great need that current generation has of Jesus Christ?
今天也像当年的约瑟那个时代一样，神要差遣他的工人约瑟来完成他的使命。
And similar to the age of Joseph, and today God will send His workers just like Joseph, to complete His plan of salvation.
我们愿意不愿意在这样一个光怪无离，好像是表面很繁荣，大家都抛弃神、离弃神的时代，我们愿意做耶稣基督的使者。
Are you willing to be ambassadors for Jesus in an age that is wicked, that is strange, that is not making any sense?
把神的福音传给万邦万国。
And to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to every nation and every tribe.
正像腓立比书第二章第十五节、十六节所说的，腓立比书第二章第十五节、第十六节，他是这样说的。第十五节下半节呢，他说，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕无疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, 15 and 16, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.Among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
我们看到，上帝在每一个世代都选着他所拣选的人来完成他的计划。
We see that God has His chosen ones for each generation, through whom He will accomplish His great salvation plan of salvation.
我们不是生在亚伯拉罕时代，我们也不是生在约瑟的时代，我们是生在当今的时代。
We were not born into the age of Abraham or Joseph or Noah, but we are born in our generation.
当今的时代，上帝的心意是什么？
So for our generation, what is God's will?
上帝的使命是什么？
What is His mission?
在当今这个世代上，人人都追逐名利，追逐世上的一切的时候，人们都离弃神的时候，我们应该做什么？
When everyone else in our generation are chasing after fame and power, what are we supposed to do?
人都自以为了不起，自以为靠自己的科学技术，靠自己的聪明智慧，可以解决这个世界上的问题的时候，我们应该做什么？
When everyone else feel self-sufficient, feeling that they could solve all problems with their own wisdom, what are we supposed to do?
人真的可以解决自己的问题吗？
Can they really solve their own problems?
人真的可以靠自己的科学技术，可以达到越来越幸福，达到一个理想的社会吗？
Can man really be happier? Can they really achieve utopia through technology?
我们的社会是不断的走向光明呢，我们的社会还逐渐走向没落。
Is our world stepping towards light, or is it going towards destruction?
如果是没有耶稣，不靠耶稣，我们人可以走向光明，我们人可以走向世界的大同，我们真的就不需要耶稣了。
If indeed our world can advance to enlightenment, can advance to utopia, then indeed we do not need Jesus Christ.
今天我和大家一起来思想我们当今这个时代，我所看到的这个时代，我盼望你们也自己去思想当今这个时代，我们中间不同的人可以在不同的你们所做的事情上来看今天这个世界是什么样的世界。
So let's all be fair and look upon our generation and judge for yourself what kind of world it is.
约瑟的一生是行在神的旨意当中的一生。
The life of Joseph is a life that is well within God's plan.
神使用约瑟来完成神交给他的使命。
God used him to accomplish the mission that God had given him.
约瑟本来也是普普通通的一个人。
Joseph is just another common man.
他之所以成为那个时代的伟人，就是因为他明白在他的一生当中有神的旨意。也同时明白在那个时代，在当时那个时代有神的美意。
And what made him great in his generation is the fact that he knew that his life is part of God's will, and he also knew that God has a great plan of salvation for his generation.
他是被神差遣的人。
He is one sent by God.
来差遣完成在那个时代神交给他的使命。
Sent to accomplish the mission that God has given him for his generation.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要思想，我们生活在这样一个时代，我们是不是被神差遣的人？
So for us, we must ponder that are we also chosen ones of God sent by him for our generation?
我们有没有看到在当今这个世界上人们的空虚，人们真的是离弃神？对上帝，对主耶稣，他的需要。
And do we see the emptiness in the hearts of man, the people around us? And do we see their need for Jesus Christ?
那种现代人的骄傲，就像当时人们造巴别塔一样，要和誓与天公，日与天公势比高。现在的人就要造巴别塔，日与天公势比高。
And Look at the pride of our generation, and they want to build their own Tower of Babel.
我们是不是一个有使命感的人？
Are we the people who have a heart of mission?
我们有没有看到现在这个时代上神的使命是什么？
Do we have a clear understanding or vision for God's mission for our generation?
你我我们大家来到这个地方，我们是怎么来的？
You and I together, we come to this place. How do we get here?
是我们自己来的。我太太曾经讲过她来的经历。她当时来，那时候我们还不认识神。那有人看到我们之后呢，就说感谢主，神把你带到法国来，带到巴黎来。那我的太太就说，不是神带过来的，是我自己买飞机票来的。
And I remember when my wife and I, before we became Christians, we some brothers and sisters would say, "Oh, we thank God for bringing you to Paris." And my wife would tell them, "No, God didn't bring me to Paris. I bought my own airplane ticket."
我们大家都是买飞机票来的，不会是走来的。但是当我们买飞机票来的时候，背后是不是有上帝对我们的使命 上帝透过我们要完成这个世代的使命。
So for many of us, we came here by airplane. But behind the airplane ticket, is there a mission? Is there a mission from God for us?
我刚才说，我62岁今年，我在观察我周围的事情的时候呢，我发现现在这个时代呢，谈使命好像是一个很过时的东西。
And I know that to our current age.When we talk about the concept of mission, that seems to be a concept that's quite outdated.
我记得在我年轻的时候，我们经常谈到理想，谈到使命，将来我要有理想是做什么。
But I remember when in my youth, we talked very often about missions, about aspirations, about dreams.
但是现在的年轻人很少谈什么理想，我发现现在年轻人要现实的多，他们看到的是很实际的东西。
And however, the youth today, I think they're more practical. They don't really talk much about dreams and aspirations.
好像使命感、理想是过时的事情。
And mission and missions and dreams and aspirations seems to be something that is a subject that's outdated.
但是今天我们在座的人，无论是年轻的、年长的，我们也像他们一样吗？我们也不去谈使命，不去谈上帝给我们的任务吗？
And so for all of us sitting here today, whether you are old or young, are we going to be like them? Are we not going to talk about the mission that God has for us and our duty towards Him?
我们也只看见那些物质的、现实的东西吗？我们也不去看到那些永恒的、永存的东西吗？
Will we also only see things that are material and things that are temporary? Are we not going to see things that are eternal?
在最后要结束的时候，我要和大家一起来想，我们每一个世代真的是沧海桑田，世代的轮换变化很大，每一个世代上帝都要使用一些人，都要呼召一些人来完成上帝的使命。
And before I end, I really like to ask you all to think with me, just think about how each generation has its own stories, and let's think about how each generation God also has His chosen ones to accomplish His plan.
我们的人生啊，就像真的像一部很生动的电影，有地点，有人物，有时代，有使命，有任务，啊，有这个社会的环境，有舞台。
And our life is really like a very vivid movie. It's like a stage where you have different characters, you have a backdrop, you have a story, you have everything.
我们每一个人在这样一个大的这个电影中呢，要扮演一个角色。
And each one of us, we have our own character to play in this movie.
可能是正面的角色，也可能是反面的角色，也可能串一个角色，也可能是群众演员，每个人的角色都不一样。
You might be the leading character, you might be a good, playing a good person or the bad person, and maybe you're just playing as one of the pedestrians, and we all have a different character to play.
这个大的场面呢，神是总的导演。
And however of the movie, God is a director.
我们要度过我们的一生。
We're going to spend our life.
我们要看我们度过的一生是不是在上帝的计划里边有份。
And we want to see, we want to make sure that the life we spend is part of God's plan.
约瑟的时代一去不复返了，挪亚的时代也都过去了。
The ages of Joseph, of Noah, they are past.
圣经却透过约瑟的时代、挪亚的时代。还有其他许多的时代给我们留下许多宝贵的教训。
However, through their generations, God has taught us many lessons.
我们要在神他的计划当中有份。
We have to be a part of God's plan.
我们所处的这个时代，我们自己的人生，我们自己要扮演的角色，神已经告诉我们。
And the character that we play in our current generation is something that God has already told us.
因为他说，在这弯曲悖谬的时代， 做神无瑕无疵的儿女。你们显在这世代当中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
Because he said that we ought to become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world.
而且用我们的生命为主去做见证。
And that he also, and that we also ought to live our lives as testimony for him.
神要让我们看到，他让我们要到什么地方去，在什么地方为他做见证。
God has revealed to us where we ought to go and where we ought to be witness for him.
圣经里面说，黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
And the Bible says, the night is deep and the morning is come.
我们今天在宣道年会要结束的时候，我盼望我们一起能够思想，在当今这个时代，就我们自己的人生，我们应当如何参与到神的大使命当中去。
And as our annual mission conference draws to an end, I ask everyone to think upon your own life and how that we could all, each one of us could be a partaker of God's great commission.
我们在世界上度过的这段时间是微不足道的，是比起永恒来是显得很短的时间。
The time we have, the years we have in this world is fleeting. It's nothing. It's such a small part compared to eternity.
我们愿意不愿意把我们这有限的人生投入到上帝那无限的计划当中去？
So are we willing to invest this finite life into the infinite plan of God?
和上帝最伟大的事情联系在一起。
And to be connected with the great things of God.
弟兄姐妹，这不是一个空的，一个只是口上说说而已的事情。
Brothers and sisters, it's not something that is empty. It's not something that's merely to be talked about.
我们要去思想，我们要面对我们自己，每天都在思想我们所做的事情，我们所行的事情，是不是和上帝他的大的计划有关系。
And we really have to ponder about everything that we do, if it is truly connected with God's plan.
使我们能够度过一个有意义、有价值的人生。
So that we may have a life that is meaningful and worthwhile.
使我们的人生能够在上帝的大使命当中有份。
So that our life, our finite life, will be a part of God's great commission.
上帝已经把这个时代的使命交付给我们。
God has entrusted to us the great commission of our generation.
马太福音第二十八章第十八节到二十节是上帝所交付我们的大使命。
And as the Great Commission was given to us in the book of Matthew, chapter 28,
他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
When he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore, go to all nations and tribes.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And baptize them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit and teach them all things I've commanded you.
最后主耶稣应许我们说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And finally he promised that I will be with you always till the end of the age.
在这个弯曲悖逆的时代，主耶稣应许我们，只要我们去把他的福音传给万邦万国万族万民，根据他的教导，然后给他们施洗，然后他的吩咐我们呢，要教训他们遵守，主耶稣就和我们常在，直到这个世界的末了。
And this is a promise that Jesus has given us, that even in a crooked and perverse generation, if we take on the Great Commission to preach the gospel to all nations and to all tribes, and to teach men the things that He has commanded us, and then He will and baptize them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that He will be with us always till the end of age.
弟兄姐妹，当我们听见上帝的呼声，上帝对我们对这个世代的使命，他要呼召我们去的时候，我们如何去回应呢？
So brothers and sisters, when we hear God's calling, how should we respond?
我们有没有像约瑟这样一个很清醒的这个使命感？神差我，我到他要我去的地方呢？
Are we as alert as Joseph, who has a very clear understanding of God's mission, of where he's being sent?
我们有没有像先知以赛亚一样来回应神说主啊我在这里请差遣我呢？
Will we respond as Isaiah did, saying clearly to God, Here I am, send me.
我们今天是宣道年会，在宣道年会的时候，我盼望我们一起来去思想，来思想上帝对我自己的生命有什么样的美好的计划。我们一起来思想神在当今这个世代有什么样的使命，一起来思想我们应该如何回应上帝的呼召，来度过一个有意义的人生。
So let's think at this annual mission conference, what's a plan that God has for our lives, and what's the plan that God has for our generation, and how we should respond to such a calling so that we may live a meaningful life.
过去的多少的世代，有多少的宣教士，他们在回读着这些经文说，主啊我在这里请差遣我，这样的经文走上宣教的路程。
And how many missionaries of the ages past who when they read scriptures such as these, Here I am, God sent me, that they boldly took the step and took on the life of mission.
今天我们也要在这个地方，在神的面前回应神说，主啊我在这里请差遣我。
So it is today, as we are here before God, let's answer him, respond to him and say that here I am, God, send me.
你愿意不愿意这样回应神说，主啊我在这里请差遣我。
Are you willing to respond God in such a manner to say, God, here I am, send me?
如果你愿意这样做，我们一起来做一个祷告，说主啊我在这里请差遣我。
If you're willing, sorry,
在这样一个世代，求你差遣我到你要我去的地方，来回应你，来宣扬你的福音。
If you're willing, let's bow our heads and pray that God, here I am, send me and take me to wherever you want me to be for our generation.
在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕无疵的儿女。
To be the blameless and harmless children of God in this crooked and perverse generation.
将生命的道表明出来。
And to show forth the way of life.
并且把神的福音传扬给这个世界上每一个黑暗的角落。
And bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to every dark corner in this world.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，谢谢你把你的话语赐给我们，也谢谢你透过你所拣选的人让我们知道，主啊你对我们生命的计划。
Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your words and also for revealing to us your plans through your chosen ones.
谢谢你透过你的话语让我们知道，这是当今的世代是一个弯曲悖谬的世代。
Thank you through your spoken words that you revealed to us that the generation that we that the current generation is a generation that is crooked and perverse.
他们只求自己的事情，求世上的事情，他们离弃你，背弃你的话。
They seek the things of the world, and they are far away from your word.
已经在这个世界上迷失了方向，使自己的生命毫无价值。
They have forsaken you and deem their own life worthless, and they are lost.
主啊，今天我们就站在你的面前，说主啊，求你差遣我们。
So Lord, we come before you today and we ask God to send us.
差遣我们到你要我们去的任何的地方。
Send us to wherever you will.
把你的福音，把你的名字传扬给他们。
To proclaim your name and your gospel to those people.
让他们知道主啊，这个世界上唯一的救主就是主耶稣基督。
That they may know that salvation comes from God and Jesus Christ is our Savior.
唯有你的名字才是这个世界的拯救。
That only your name saves.
主啊，我们愿意在这个地方回应你说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
Father, we want to say here, respond to you, that God, we are here, send us.
我们愿意抛弃这个世上的一切的虚荣。
We are willing to forsake the vanities of this world.
我们愿意把一切我们所有的都奉献给你。
We are willing to offer up to you all that we have.
因为这一切都是你所赐给我们的。
Because all things come from you.
你招我们来。本有你的美意。
You called us into this world. You have your wonderful plan for us.
你要使用我们。
You will use us.
主，我们就站在你的面前，求主用我一生。
So we come before you and we ask that you will use our fleeting years.
愿你的名彰显在万邦万国万族万民。
That your name will be proclaimed to all nations and to all tribes and to all people.
愿你的荣耀充满大地。
That your glory will fill the entire earth.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你给我们这种宝贵的权力能够为你所用。
We thank you for the precious authority that you have given us to be your servants.
在这个会议结束的时候，主啊，我们真的是就奉你的差遣出去传扬你的福音。
And even as this meeting comes to an end, Lord, that we will go out and preach your name as you've commanded us.
度过我们有意义的人生，完成你交付我们的使命。
That we may live a meaningful life, accomplishing the mission that you have given us.
我们这样感谢赞美，祈求祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.